products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7000 when applying. Avant.com, code 7000. That's Avant.com, code 7000.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Searcy wins it by a score of 49-13, and the Bombers come up short here this evening. But, Tobias, we touched on it there before we got into the break. It was good to see Mountain Home pull out a little trick play there and get another touchdown on the board there before that one ended and at least finish with something positive.
That's right. When you've had a season like this, Brad, with been a struggle to win, you know, I think that everything positive you can get will help you. And what you see in your players, especially this late in the season, is that no-quit attitude. And that's what I was glad to see, is that they still had it together to go get points there at the end. And that's what you want. I mean, if you're trying to build a program, you got to be able to build on stuff like that on a tough season like this.
49-13, the final score. We'll take one more break, come back, check final stats for you, and also get our Dirty Jersey Award. When we continue, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's the season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation reminds you that 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7000 when applying. Avant.com, code 7000. That's Avant.com, code 7000.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
49-13, the final score. Searcy gets the victory tonight. Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award, brought to you by Matt Hershberger at Pegler Real Estate Group. Call 405-4144. And the senior got the start at fullback tonight, Blake Pope, and he had a night. We'll get the final stats here in just a moment. But he got had a nice night. Let me grab the second. Here's the final stats for Pope. 12 carries, 61 yards on the night tonight, Tobias.
I mean, and just you never saw his feet die all night. Every time he got the football, he was scraping for every yard that he got. I mean, I say well-deserved for Blake Pope. Just great job tonight. It looked like, well, this is on the season, 21 yards. 21 rushes for 73 yards. Yes. Is that right for the season? That's all he had coming into the yep. game, and he blows it out tonight and does a great job. So hats off to Blake Pope and doing a great job tonight.
Let's get our final game stats. They're brought to you by Mike Stockton, financial consultant of Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. Call 870-701-5160. And again, thanks to Sonny Elliott for doing the stats for us. You know that you look at the scoreboard, how lopsided it is. The offense isn't. Mountain Home, 254 yards. Searcy with 371. So it wasn't, you know, wasn't that lopsided. Mountain Home, 246. On the ground, they had 6 yards through the air. Hershberger with 107 yards on the ground tonight on 15 carries. Pope with 12 for 61. Stockton 15 for 42 on the night. Again, Searcy 371 and 254 for Mountain Home.
The scoreboard definitely doesn't tell the story. I mean, it was really balanced, to be honest with you.
It was, yes.
It was, and I really think, you know, if you're Mountain Home, you got to be happy with the performance of your offense tonight.
Searcy 17 to 28 through the air for 239 yards on the night. Dixon did most of that. Tingler got a few yards there at the end. So we saw some bright spots for Mountain Home tonight, some things they can build on, and hopefully they can go to West Memphis Thursday night and put on a good performance in their final game.
Yeah, they got some things tonight you can build on, like you said, and you know, really you got a short week this week playing on a Thursday night and being the last game of the season. I mean, you want to end the season with a win. I think there's some things to build on, and I, you know, that's what I hope we see next week is just these boys to continue to refuse to quit.
You bet.
And that's and for me that would be a positive.
It would. So again, Thursday night the broadcast at West Memphis. Hope you will join us then. Scoreboard show is still 55 minutes away. We got done early tonight. It's just now 9:05. A lot of games in progress. Matt's going to check scores for us around the state here in just a few minutes. That's going to do it for the broadcast from the stadium. For Matt Sharp, our producer at the station, and for Tobias Pugsley, I'm Brad Hallworth saying so long from Bomber Stadium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by
RVS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
Join us each Friday night. The Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
While your purchases at the Salvation Army Thrift Store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Truly is life-changing.
The school sports season is upon us. At Knox Orthopedics, they wish all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
And we welcome you one more time into the Bombers postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio with one last studio update as, again, the Bombers fall to Searcy tonight, 49-13. The Lions came into this game ranked fifth in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, let's see if I can get my scoreboard back. Well, we've been having some technical issues with this all night, but hopefully I can get through this as my page refreshes. So I will let you know, Jonesboro was hosting Sylvan Hills tonight. The Hurricane came into this game ranked fourth in Class 6A. Jacksonville at home against Marion. And Pine Bluff playing host to West Memphis tonight. And here we go. Let's see what we've got here. Jonesboro is leading Sylvan Hills 24-7 in the fourth quarter. Also this evening, last score we had was from halftime. Marion was up on Jacksonville 14-6. I don't believe we've ever seen a score update on the game between West Memphis and Pine Bluff. And let's see what we've got here. We may have one now, so bear with me just a quick moment. Okay, we do not have one. So you can hear more about that later on tonight on the Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday Night Scoreboard Show from 10 until midnight. Rex Nelson will be along for those 2 hours to bring you all the scores from around the state. Real quickly, we'll go ahead and take a look at what else is going on the local level. Haven't seen a score update on the game between Yellville Summit and Mountain View this evening. Salem has tied the game up with less than 4 minutes left down Lepanto. They are knotted up with East Poinsett County at 6 apiece. So, man, that is a big game there, particularly for the Greyhounds. If they can win this game, that pretty much should clinch them the conference title outright. Otherwise, they may end up in a three-way tie with EPC and McCrory. Melbourne defeated Cedar Ridge tonight by a score of 47-14. Marshall playing at home tonight against Clinton. And let's see, the last score we had from that was the Bobcats losing to the Yellow Jackets 45-6 in the fourth quarter. Harrison, a 49-7 winner at Huntsville tonight. The Goblins came into their game ranked fifth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, and they remain unbeaten on the season. Real quickly, our area teams in district play up in Missouri. West Plains leading Neosho 27-6 in the fourth quarter. That is in the first round of the Class 4 District 6 playoffs. Hollister playing at Monette in that game in the fourth quarter. The Tigers losing 38-14. Forsyth trailing Mountain View Liberty 55-0 in the fourth quarter. That's in the Class 2 District 3 playoffs. I didn't mention that Hollister is in the Class 3 District 6 playoffs. Also in the Class 2 District 3 playoffs, Ava hosting Mountain Grove. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. And in the fourth quarter in the Class 5 District 6 playoffs, Branson is leading Republic 27-21, that game in the final period. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number one, Bryant is up on ninth-ranked North Little Rock 28-21 in the third quarter. Also this evening, second-ranked Bentonville leads Springdale 45-0 in the final period. Number three, Little Rock Christian playing at Maumelle this evening. And that game in the fourth quarter, it is Little Rock Christian, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, leading the Hornets 34-7. Maumelle ranked fifth in Class 5A. Number four, Conway, is trailing Little Rock Catholic 31-28 in the fourth quarter. Number six, Greenwood, who is also number one in Class 6A, was able to shut out Sheridan 42-0. Seventh-ranked Bentonville West playing at Van Buren this evening. And that game of the fourth quarter, Van Buren, the Pointers, have a 28-24 lead on the Wolverines. That would be a big upset if Van Buren can hang on to that lead. Number eight, Lake Hamilton, is losing to Benton by a score of 24-14 in the fourth quarter. Lake Hamilton is also ranked second in Class 6A, Benton third in Class 6A. Number 10, Pulaski Academy, was up on Watson Chapel 37-0 and at halftime. The Bruins are also ranked third in Class 5A. We've gone through all games in the Class 6A Top 5. The only one we haven't mentioned in the Class 5A Top 5, number 4, Valley View, playing at Nettleton this evening. And it is that game, last score we had was from the second quarter. The Blazers up on the Raiders 14-7. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Arkadelphia, is up on Bauxite 35-7 in the fourth quarter. Second-ranked Shiloh Christian Lee was leading Gravette 27-6. That was the last score we had from the second quarter. Number 3, Joe T. Robinson, playing at Ashdown tonight. Let's see if we've got an update on that. Either we have that game's gone final or we don't have an update on that at all. And we don't have an update on that one at all. Number 4, Nashville at Malvern this evening. And right now, the last score we had was from halftime. The Scrappers were up 30-6. Number 5, Ozark, leading Waldron. And I believe that game may have gone final. And I believe it has. Let's see. The final score of that game let's see if we got it here. Yes, it was. That game has gone final, and the Hillbillies defeat Waldron tonight 49-8. In the Class 3A Top 5, number 1 Rising shut out Barton 47-0. It was second-ranked Osceola over Corning 36-6. Camden Harmony Grove, who is tied for third, playing at 5th-ranked Prescott this evening. And it is right now all Curly Wolves. Last score we had was from the third quarter. They were up on Camden Harmony Grove 41-18. Number 3, Harding Academy, who is actually tied for third with Camden Harmony Grove, playing at home tonight against Rosebud. And that game has gone final. The Wildcats defeat the Ramblers 49-0. In the Class 2A Top 5, number 2, Fordyce, at home tonight against Hampton. And let's see, that game, I don't believe we ever got an update on that game. No, we have not. Number 3, Foreman, at Murfreesboro this evening. And that game hasn't gone final. Last score we have is from the third quarter. Foreman was up 30-12. Number 4, Gurdon, playing at Mount Ida tonight. And that game may have gone final. It has. The Go Devils get the 41-6 victory. Number 5, Desark at Earl tonight. And let's see, the last score we have from that game was in the fourth quarter. It is all Desark as they lead the Bulldogs 60-6 in the final period. Number 1, Junction City, is idle this week as they come off last week's win against Fordyce. So that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. That's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast as well. We hope you join us again next week as Mountain Home will play at West Memphis. Again, that will be a Thursday night game. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Our coverage will begin around 5:30 with the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School game day. Again, join us tonight from 10 until midnight as Rex Nelson will be along with the Gift Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan Friday night scoreboard show as he brings you all the scores from around the state. So I want to thank Brad Hallworth and Tobias Pugsley out at the stadium. I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight, the Searcy Lions 49 and the Mountain Home Bombers 13. Good night, everyone.